Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about self-confidence versus self-depreciation. There are some times when we are with people, and they are very enjoyable people to be around. They're funny, they can be interesting, and yet they have this one quality that creates kind of an issue. And that quality is that they'll sit there and tell you that they're dumb, or that they could have done better, or maybe they'll have some kind of self-depreciative humor where they are just sort of putting themselves down in some fashion or form. And there's a problem with this. Because when people act in this way, it makes those of us who listen to it feel compelled to tell them, no, you're not dumb, or that they needed to do better, and basically in some fashion or form, lift up their sense of self. It is draining to have to do this over and over and over again. There are other people who are kind of coy in their attitude and how they go about doing this. And that, too, gets very old very fast. And then there's people who are very quiet and don't really say a whole lot. And unfortunately for them, many times, those who are observing them don't notice that they're shy. They notice or think, rather, that they're stuck up or that they don't like these other people in their quietness. So then the question is, what do you do in this situation? Well, to tell you the truth, the best thing that one can do in this situation, if you're the one listening to this stuff, is to let the person know that you like them, that you enjoy them, and what aspects of their personality you really do enjoy and want to be around. I have a friend out east who does a lot of self-depreciative talk. And I found that a lot of our time together was spent reframing it for her in one fashion or form. And it got really old and tiresome, which was really too bad because many times when we got together, we had a really good time. We used to laugh a lot. We went out and did some fun stuff together. But then there was this other side of her that would come out. All those comments she would make, putting herself down in one way or another. And it was tiresome. And worse than that, it created problems for herself because she'd physically feel ill because of anxiety, because she didn't feel good enough in some fashion or form. So my suggestion is to just let the person know that they don't need to go there. And let them know why they don't need to go there. And emphasize all the positive aspects that they have. And tell them, as I told this woman, that it doesn't sound very good when she talks like this. It's a drag on our time together. Because I'm not there to constantly reframe her negative thinking of herself. I'm there so we can go out and have some fun. Get away from life for a while. You know, the bothers of everyday living that most of us go through from time to time. Or in her case, at that time, every day. She was fighting the commute back and forth to work every day, working with bosses she didn't really like. You know, her job just became a drag. So it was even more important for her to just enjoy our time together, doing fun things and enjoying the stuff we like doing together. If you find that the person who continuously is putting themselves down is unable to do differently, and I suggest you just see them less and less often. And maybe their friendship will die altogether. Because the people that you really want to be around are people who are self-confident, feeling good about who they are and what they're here to do. And less involved in themselves and more involved in the world at large and what they're here to do to make the world better for their having been here. As I say over and over and over again in these podcasts, we are here to do something amazing on this planet Earth. And it's up to each one of us to figure out what that is. So, how do you build the self-confidence that one needs? This is pretty simple. What you want to do is you want to concentrate on those positive aspects of yourself and play them up. You might have a great sense of humor, you might be fairly intelligent, you might be doing work that's worthwhile, fulfilling, you might have a lot of friends who think you're amazing, inspirational, motivational. Emphasize those things in your life and own them. As I tell so many of my clients, I've been so beaten up emotionally by the people in their lives up to the point where they come to see me. There's so many positive attributes, so many things to feel so grateful for in terms of their emotional, mental, and physical makeup. And I give them exercises to do. Like to look in the mirror and notice. To notice the shape of their faces and their eyes and their mouths and their nose. And notice what they actually like about their looks. Maybe they have great hair. I have a lot of clients with really beautiful hair. And then, to think about their loving personalities. And those who work with people. How they motivate them to do great things. And to just really own those aspects of who they are and feel them internally, and anytime someone gives them a compliment, to really feel it and say thank you instead of just saying something like, oh, it's nothing, or you didn't have to. Well, think about it from the perspective of the person giving the compliment. If you say to them, oh, it's nothing, or you didn't have to, that person's going to feel like they've wasted their time giving you that compliment. Because people compliment people because they actually feel moved to do so. So accept it and own it and luxuriate in it, because that's a really big deal. And so many of us are given negative things about ourselves and our behavior on a daily basis. The least you could do is to open up to compliments when they're given to you. And in this way, you can build up your self-confidence. And then think about the things that really matter in your life. Maybe some goals that you still have that you haven't achieved yet. And go after them. Make a plan. Go make them happen. Whatever they are. Because I know one thing. If I had questioned many of the things that came into my life before they came into my life, like all those trips abroad, or even moving out here to California, a dream I've had for so many years. No one was surprised to hear that I was finally doing it when I had the opportunity to do so. You can, indeed, make your dreams come true. Focus on them. Do the things that need to be done in terms of the actions to make them happen. And each time you make one of those dreams come true, it's one more way for you to feel self-confident. Because you know you did something that you weren't really quite sure you could make happen. Let me tell you something. Being around people who are confident, and I don't mean people who are self-important or narcissistic in any way, shape, or form, just people who are self-confident, believe in themselves, and therefore can believe in those around them, are the best people to be around. It doesn't mean that they don't have doubts from time to time. We all do. But what it does mean is that they knew who they are from the inside out, and they're here being that person, through and through. It's what we call autonomy and transparency. And to tell you the truth, these are the only people that I want as friends and coworkers and people on my team. Because with these folks, you can say your truth, and they'll respect you for it, in their work with you. Or the same way that you want to hear what they have to say and live according to their truth. Because that is what makes a really great friendship. So going forward, take an inventory of all your really great attributes. Feel really good about those attributes and own them fully. So when you're hanging out with your friends or your coworkers, you can be an asset to them instead of a drag. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.